All right.
Yeah, that is all, because, you know, I didn't know how is that everything before I fill out. Then I went to the SSS office, and they showed me everything.
Okay. Very good.
I think the word, what they call, I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Is this one up better? That's
so, what I'm so, so you're withdrawing that? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, very good. Thanks for taking our call. Have a great one.
Hey, Rob. Thanks.
All right, bye.
The Inland Diversified Branson Hills, is that it? It's got to be another hotel.
That says it was a BOE in 2020.
Huh?
It was a BOE in 2020.
Shops at Branson Hills. I don't remember looking at that.
We did. I think we spent a fair amount of time on it.
What are they asking for?
It's the same thing of what we did last year.
$1,955,26.
What did we have them on it last year?
Last year appraised $2,004,080.
We put them at $2,004,000. What did we do?
$2,004,080.
Let's.
Okay, and is this just a reassess based on the cost approach that you did?
Yeah.
Okay. And, I mean, normally I would say just put them what we did last year, but they're asking for even less than we did last year.
Right, but, I mean, if we heard them last year.
I mean, obviously they think something.
Okay.
Something's changed. I guess we got to call them, right?
Well, you have more vacancies out there than they had.
Yeah, I mean, if they can. I mean, but they haven't given you income figures, right?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. We can give them that opportunity, or we can put them back forward.
Well, and we have another one here that's valued at $7 million. I'm assuming that it came before BOE, too. That'd be my guess.
Yeah, those two in a row, 296 and 298, both say they were BOEs from 2020. But the first one, the 296, it says they have more acreage for some reason.
Yeah.
It was 13.14 acres, and now the parcel is 14.45 on number 296.
I'm sorry, 13 point what to what?
13.14 acres, and now the parcel is 14.45 acres.
In other words, 296, they added. 296, they added some acreage.
Or was
the value was set for 13.14 acres, not 14.45 acres.
Okay, so there was an increase.
Well, I think it's an error of sorts, right? I don't think they increased.
But last year's value was based on
13.14.
The lower acreage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's over by Ulta store, and looks like it's the parking lot.
Well, anyway, our mappers had changed the amount of acreage on it, is why it went up. Whether it,
okay, so
right or wrong, it come through the mapping department in order for the land bank to change.
Okay, so the change from last, even though we made a decision last year, there was a change.
There was a change.
There is additional property.
Yeah.
I'm assuming so.
Well, but wasn't this an exemption?
Because the increase on it is 10.46% from last year to this year.
But it's just based on the new acreage?
Based on new acreage, yeah.
On an acre, I think that, there's no additional acreage, it's just the valuation had an additional acreage. They're asked, on the second one, they're asking for a change.
6.28639.
Oh, do you have a even number? Oh, six, right here, that's 6.2.
Used car salesman, hate me.
Which we had at 6.38910. I think we need to put it back to where we had it last year, and we shouldn't be looking at this year.
Is there a change in acreage? Is there a change in what they had from last year?
Haven't figured it for last year's BOE was for 13.14 acres. And there was a change because now it is 14.45 acres.
So is this legitimately would be coming forward out of the BOE.
Okay, but the 14, I think, obviously last year we all thought that this was 13.34. What we're saying is what they have hasn't changed. It's just that we figured out that they had more than they.
Correct.
Okay. So well, we're correcting the error because it's been reassessed.
I would say so, yeah.
I mean, we're correcting an error based on the acre. So
correct.
It should potentially go up a small amount. It's up to you guys. But
this one,
I mean, if we were basing it on incorrect acreage, then.
The first one?
Yes.
The going from 2 to 2.2? This based on additional acreage?
Yes.
And what about the second one?
It's basically an acre.
So there's another one that involves another set of property. I don't know. Did that property change?
The other one's improvements on the property.
Is that the Aldi's?
No. The way they've done this is they split the land away from the buildings. So they pay a tax bill on the structures, and they pay a tax bill on the land.
This is 296, and then this is 298.
So they pay a tax bill on the improvements and one on the land?
Yeah.
And where's the additional property?
They're not appealing the land, though.
Okay.
They're not appealing the land one, or are they?
The land one's your 296.
Yeah. The land itself is worth 2.2?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So where's the additional acreage at?
What they're saying, Greg, is that they had mismeasured.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And that they actually have more. They have the same property, but the tax amount last year was based on an acreage that was incorrect.
And then
the other one has improvements on it, you said?
Yeah. Anytime you see like an L behind the number, that's usually improvements on leased land. And in the description on the first one, it says land only.
Do we know what the improvements were? Because look, I thought people moved out of there.
They did. The improvements are all are what the structures are on that particular piece of property. I don't know exactly which ones are on it. That may be the one that's got Ross and Michaels. Kohl's may be in a separate one. Best Buy. You know, all those stores down through there. Yeah, a bunch of them did leave.
Well, I mean, leaving would help them if they brought in their numbers for an income approach, but it doesn't help us on a cost approach, which is what you guys are using, right?
Right.
If they've added something, you're adding a value.
You're right.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what they did to improve the property, because it looked like, we all go out there, it looks like people moved out. It didn't look like any improvements were made to the property.
As far as structures being built, no.
Okay, so what's the basis?
The land,
why did it increase? It's because it wasn't
they run around the land again, and they come up with more acreage than what they had.
So it's just the acreage issue. In other words, you corrected the acreage issue.
What was the 6.5, the card on that one? So that one went from... That one went up from 6.6 to 7.3.
So this one should change. Should stay what we've got in interest. It's based on that. But then this one,
we removed the BOE value.
So that needs to go back.
Look at all of them.
Sometimes county maps have
can I ask?
Different. I mean, I've seen it jump.
Yes.
Our office is recommending that we stick with the value we have on the land because of the change. But, of course, the 20 or 298 should be moved back to the 2020 BOE. That's our recommendation because that only happened because it fell off.
Okay, I'll make a motion on 298. We reduced the value to the 2020 value, which was
298.
Price value was
6,638,910.
I'll second that motion. We have a motion. We have a second on the table. All in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion stands as BOE number 298.
There's two other ones here that we're
going to
have to address, same company.
Divided by, I say we just do it. 200 divided by 13. Okay, so if you take, if we added another acre, well, no, so 2,000,480.
Are you able to go into the land valuation part of Ulrich for that land one? Where you're not. Okay, I'm sorry.
All we can change is res, ag, commercial.
And Kenny, do you believe on this land one, are there going to be two different values, like the land right immediately around the building and then further out, or is this going to be a flat?
It's all the same. I think it's all going to be right around.
But since they was at BOE 2020, they should not have been able to appeal in 21 because it should have been locked in anyway.
Yeah, but they changed the value of the acreage.
Yeah, there was
they
a change.
Made a change on
did
the
they
property.
Make the change or did you all make the change?
Well, apparently somebody requested it be looked at. Otherwise, I'm pretty sure Kathy ain't going to sit there and just run around each other.
Well, okay, so was it done after the BOE came out that went out and looked at it? Or that they made the change because, again, we're seeing a lot of these.
Actually, back to where
whose initials are
16.
On the front screen there? Do we have?
I don't think it matters, but it matters when. You know, and by the way, that's 154,000 would be if you divide 13 acres out from 200,000 or 2 million, that's about 154,000 an acre. The valuation jump went to 2,213,719. I mean, that's the difference. It ought to be set as a BOE decisions ought to be set, and I sure hope we're not looking at everything we've done this year, the following year. So,
I just think this one's just because of the acreage. But you get whatever you want to make a motion to do. I mean, if they're just trying to correct something, I understand. But
I know, but they're not supposed to be touched the next year. That and even
yeah.
Yes, sir.
May I say something?
Yes, absolutely, Kenny.
So if you were to, I'm just using this as a for instance. So you set the value on this property right here.
Yes, sir.
And they go out and they build a building on it next year. We can't touch it.
No, that's totally different.
Well, now that's basically what you're saying.
That's totally different.
No, it's basically what you're saying. Even if they sell off an acre, that's basically what you're saying. Or if they add an acre to it, that's basically what you're saying is we can't touch it the following year.
Kenny, it's...
We're just talking about a mistake was made. The amount of property hasn't changed, but there was a mistake made as to how much property it was.
But do we know that it wasn't a mistake, or do we know, did they have a sliver that they made into one?
All I know is there probably was a change sheet came across my desk. I don't look to see if it's a BOE. I just do what